I'm Carla Javier. I'm 23 years old and I'm broke. A bunch of people have asked me, Carla, why are you making another podcast about money? Don't podcasts about money already exist?
This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Hello and welcome to Planet Money. I'm Robert Smith.
Freakonomics Radio, the podcast that explores the hidden side of everything. Here's your host, Stephen Dubner.
Yeah, they do. But they tend to tell stories more like this one.
Basically, what happened was this. Four former grad school buddies tricked an entire country of 150 million people into saving their economy. They had a crazy, unlikely plan, and it worked.
Now, don't get me wrong. Crazy inflation in Brazil and the guys who stopped it, that is actually interesting to me. I love Planet Money. That's where the clip is from. But the stories like that, they don't really relate to me. So I decided to make my own show full of stories that would. Welcome to Broke, the show about why you don't have money and some of the things you do to get it. I'm Carla Javier. Before I started at USC, I was an undergrad and I was working three jobs in addition to going to school. And I didn't have a lot of money. So when I found out I was moving to Los Angeles, one of the top 10 most expensive cities in the world, I knew I needed to get some money, fast. I sold most of my clothes, my shoes, my books, movies, anything I had, really, so I would have enough cash on hand to cover a couple months' rent. Even that wasn't enough. I still have to work another job and pick up any freelance gigs I can to pay for, well, everything. Yet I don't hear stories about people like me in a lot of mainstream media reporting about young people. The stuff I hear, a lot of the time, just sounds like this.
More than half of millennials, 55%, say that they would consider leaving the U.S., and it's because of the economy. Guess who created the economy? Obama.
Barack
Guess
Obama.
Who they voted for?
Like, why, you know, why are you complaining about some do something, exercise your vote, but they want a handout instead of doing something about it, exercising their vote, being proactive about getting a job instead of feeling entitled to be handed it.
So I thought I'd talk to some young folks living in Los Angeles, people like me.
$10 isn't enough, $12 isn't enough, but $15 can be.
My job is dishwasher / barista, food runner, busser, dad.
Those are the minimum wage workers we'll be talking to this season on Broke. More from all of them later. They'll discuss student debt, labor law violations, and what it's like to be young and raising a kid when you don't have much money. Heavy stuff. I just told you a lot about this project and a lot about me. But don't get me wrong, I am broke, but I'm also very lucky. One of the things I don't have to worry about is student debt. For grad school, I got a fellowship. I have to cover a lot of expenses, but I don't have to pay tuition. That's not true for everybody.
Yeah, at one point I was working three different jobs.
Meet Calvin Ritana. He's 23 years old and lives in Los Angeles, just like me. And he got his first job as a busboy at a sushi restaurant when he was 15. His mom was sick and they needed money for rent and groceries. So he worked 12-hour shifts on the weekends. He'd get about $60, and if he was lucky, he'd get a 15-minute break. But only if things weren't busy. Calvin wanted a way out of the restaurant industry, so he spoke to his high school guidance counselor. She suggested going to college. He wanted to join the military.
Every teacher I had was just like, oh, you guys need to go to college, blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's bullshit. Go to college, you just pay more money, and you just learn and, like, whatever, you know?
He applied anyway and got in to Cal State Northridge. But to afford tuition, rent, cell phone bills, food, he had to keep working. Same job at the same sushi restaurant. When that wasn't enough income, he started picking up more shifts at another restaurant, too.
I knew I needed money to support myself and support other people. I didn't want to get myself into more debt for because of tuition. I didn't want to take out any more student loans. So I thought, like, I'm young, I could do it. Well, just couldn't. Like, it killed me on the inside.
This all made Calvin kind of hate school, and work kept him so busy that he wasn't the best student. But he did graduate last year with a degree in journalism and Asian American studies. But along with his diploma, he also took home $24,000 in loans.
Just pay it off every month, whatever.
So he can't afford a job he wants in journalism or in community organizing. Those are his true passions. Instead, he finds himself at the same restaurants, working at the same pay grade, now with an extra check to write every month. He has to pay about $260 a month for the next 10 years to pay back his $24,000 in loans. Loans he says he wouldn't have had if he had just gone into the military or worked instead of spending 4 years in school.
Honestly, it does not sound that much, but if you really think about it, that is a crap ton of money when I'm only working for nine an hour and still getting paid, like my wages cut, you know?
Are you glad that you went to school? Does it have any benefits in your life now?
I honestly don't regret going to school. I wouldn't have met the people I know today. I wouldn't be able to think the way I think today. I wouldn't have had a lot of things in my life answered. I am in debt. I'm still working this really crappy job.
He said it, this crappy job, this really crappy job. Where are those higher wages he was promised? Some economists see the benefits of college and some don't. Representing the pro-college researcher is Dr. Hans Johnson. He's a senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California.
So for most students, there's no doubt that going to college and earning a bachelor's degree is worth the cost. And the costs, of course, are increasing.
Basically, that means, sure, college costs more money. But you'll earn more money if you have a college degree. This is the school counselor version. But of course, there's also another view. Representing the cons, here's Elise Gould. She's a senior economist and director of health policy research at the Economics Policy Institute. It's in D.C.
So what we've seen over the last few years, tuition costs have risen at rates vastly exceeding income growth. So it's not surprising that many students have to take on debt to pay for college.
So college is getting so expensive that graduates can't earn enough afterwards to justify the cost.
It's not a guarantee of economic security having a college degree like it has been at other points in history.
What does that mean? Here's labor researcher Jay Lee Quiros.
And if there's only these jobs that are available for them, these, you know, they have no other choice but to keep on working these jobs that offer them low wages.
You may have noticed that Jaylee was the first person in this story that I could record in person. But don't worry, that won't be much of a problem in future episodes. But for the record, Calvin's interviews were done over the phone because he worked so many hours in the day that he didn't have time to sit down for an interview. I'd been chasing him for a while. And I couldn't meet him at work because his boss would not be pleased with what he has to say. He does get a 15-minute break sometimes, and he tells me that's usually when he takes a nap. He gets tired after all, understandably so. This time, though, he got his break, hopped on the phone, and called me. You can read more about Calvin and the debate about student debt on our website. Broke is written, reported, and produced by me, Carla Javier, with feedback and guidance from the faculty at the University of Southern California. Appropriately enough, the music you hear right now is also called Broke, just like the show. It's by the band Modest Mouse. I asked folks on Facebook what songs reminded them of their relationship with money. Listener Adelaide called in with this.
There's this part at the end where the tempo increases and the lyrics sort of devolve into this sequence of uh-ohs, and the singer Isaac Rock is just like, uh-oh, no. And saying uh-oh over and over and over again just really recalls like that panic at realizing how few dollars and cents you have in the bank. And while it's very dire, it's also very rhythmic. And you sort of leave behind any frenetic sensibility, and there's just this plodding repetition that reminds you that brokenness is really anything but exceptional.
Next time on Broke, how to raise a kid on less than $1,400 a month. Thanks for listening.